And now we go into the portion of the celebration of soup and science where we have our skill testing questions, because no event in the faculty of science would be fully complete without a test. And you will see our volunteers and student representatives are modeling our delightful t-shirts. And I have four questions, and I have a skilled panel in front of me in case I don't know the answer myself, which is very likely. Oh yeah, this is, actually they start out pretty tough. So from Professor Cullen's talk, I don't think he got to this, which makes it particularly tough.
I don't know, maybe someone got it.
Yeah, maybe somebody got it, I didn't. Okay, so from Kathy's talk, what is a critical limitation of the three-channel vestibular prosthetic device? Oh, right in front here.
See, someone got
it. Wow, very good. I'm going to try to throw this. Oh, I'm such a wimp. It's just tough. Yeah, one year, I did this twice, didn't I? I ended up throwing it, and it caught up here in the lighting system.
Can I explain why?
Yes.
Yeah, so because there were three channels, which go into three canals, but there are two missing channels for the autolysts, which is trickier to stimulate because of the way the mapping is done.
And Professor Cullen will be looking for volunteers for the implantation of the new device. That's right. And from Connie's talk, I think she had two questions here. I'll take the first one here. What cell type plays a key role in determining the nature of immune responses? Way in back.
Dendritic
cells. Is that correct?
Yes.
Indeed, it's correct. And I hurt my arm just before the Christmas, so I'm going to be kind of a wimp and throw it underhanded.
You're hurting the whole sciences of real people.
I know. Okay, from Jeff's talk. Who said pain, and it's not Darth Vader, who said pain is a more terrible lord of mankind than even death itself?
Albert Schweitzer.
Jeff? Yes, indeed. And this one I will suggest be passed out. I was trying to open a door in our basement just before Christmas, and I didn't realize it was locked, so I tried to body check my way through. So I did something in my shoulder. I don't know. Anyway, Andreas's question is tough, too. If we discover, before I do this, because everyone will stop listening after I throw the last t-shirt, the professors, as I said, will jump the line and grab the sandwiches out front, and there'll be lines out there to do it. And please, when you get your food, talk to the profs. They like that more than anything else, to have people talk to them about the research and give you tips on who you could work for later on. Anyway, from Andreas's talk, if we discover quark substructure by observing excited quarks, what electric charges will these new excited quarks have and why? Way in back. I couldn't hear you. Maybe Andreas is
That's actually
that's right, because charge is conserved, yes. I'm going to try again. This is so sad. And with that, I hope to see you tomorrow at Soup and Science.